City employees led the table discussion on what people believe to be important to them and how they feel the budget could be better.
Are there any other programs that you would want to add to the support?
Employees like Assistant to the City Council Chris Callinan asked residents to be honest.
Streets, sidewalks, residential street lighting, parks.
Sandra said she thinks the City Council could make better use of funds by selling office and other items not being used anymore.
We can have auctions or something. I mean, you sell it to schools, do something with it so we can get our money back. Same with all the office furniture, you know, instead of, I mean, who needs $200 office chair.
Councilwoman Rebecca Villagran says streets, code compliance, and libraries will always remain a priority. But what makes her Southside district different among the other areas of town? She says she wants to maintain the integrity and identity of the neighborhoods. She also thinks a spay and neuter clinic will greatly benefit the Southside.
From the start of the fiscal year through June, District 3 has had the most spay and neuter surgeries in the city, over 2,000. Which tells me is that, one, our community is getting educated about the issue, and two, when my office and the city is making that opportunity available, they're taking advantage of it.
Resident Jerry Gonzalez said he thinks the city attorney's office budget could be cut. Mr. Brown said he doesn't want the city to focus on only a few areas because that could prevent money from being spent on other important services.
Make sure, you know, with the parks and whatnot, let's not forget about other things that needs to be taken care of.
The budget meetings continue all week. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.